Hi, Sophia. What's on your mind, ma'am?
What's on my skin is more like it.
Oh, all right.
Sorry to hear that. I have been diagnosed with hives. I was in the ER, and to make a long story short, none of the cetirizines and none of the medications are of any value. And the doctor took a blood test, and out of the five, I determined they were negative. One, the TPA, the TS, on the thyroid. The two were on the low side of high. And now they're telling me that I'm going to be a long-term, they want to do another blood test. But I've never had hives in my life. I've had a few skin problems off and on, but nothing, a little rash, a little dermatitis type of thing. But this thing is quite different. And what is really scary most of all is I heard a doctor say that this could be a potential cancer lurking somewhere in my body, which has gotten me kind of freaked out. What do you say about all that?
I say that there is something that's been around since 1929 that has erased every case of hives I've ever worked with. And let me give you the, this is just for fun, ma'am, this is a citation. This comes from Dr. Thomas Paul in the Urologic and Cutaneous Review from November 1929. And he wrote, to state that hives will disappear in 15 minutes, that the itching and oozing of eczema will cease in half an hour, and that regardless of the degree of itching, all will vanish in a few days as a result of an injection seems preposterous, yet such has been the writer's experience in a series of 61 cases, ma'am, every one of the 61. Well, that was published in 1929, and of course you can't patent the silly thing, the injection. I'll tell you what it is in a minute. So nobody pays any attention to it, but I got fortunate. I, as you can tell, spent a lot of time at the medical library, and thank goodness now we can do a lot of it online. And I found this thing in approximately 1979. And everyone who's come in with chronic itchy hives that don't want to go away, we've given them injections. And what do you know? It clears it up. All right. What was used? Pretty simple. It's an injection of the contents of spleen cells and the contents of thymus cells. That's not patentable, ma'am, but it sure as heck works. And it also is not dangerous at all. The worst that can happen is nothing and nobody gets better. But as far as making people worse, uh-uh. And it comes from fetal animal spleen and thymus cells. I've even applied that to people who did not have hives but have had chronic itching that won't go away. And it takes that away, just like this guy, Dr. Paul said back in 1929. So I cannot tell you that's an unconditional guarantee and that you might not be the first one it didn't work on. But I would tell you, you would be the first one I've worked with since, like I say, approximately 1979, where it didn't work.
And what is that called again, and how did you say it?
Okay. You've heard of the spleen. It's an organ in the body.
Yes, I know what that is. Yes, some of us have it, and you can live without it, they say, but I don't know if you can or not.
Well, you can't live as healthy as you could before, but you can still live without it. Okay. So spleen is one of the things. It's the contents of fetal animal spleen cells, and thymus, T-H-Y-M-U-S, which is the master regulator of the immune system, is the other thing, and it usually takes two or three injections of each, and everything's gone.
Two or three injections of each?
Yeah, injections, ma'am. They're given in the muscle.
I got it. Yeah. Two or three injections of each, the spleen and the thymus.
Yes, ma'am.
And
yes,
ma'am. How far apart do you do that?
Usually today, tomorrow, and the next day.
Oh, one after another?
Yes, ma'am.
A series. And you do that at the Tacoma Clinic, of course.
Actually, ma'am, we've had people come from across the country, spend one day, and they take it home with them and give them their own injections because they're just as safe as taking a B12 shot. Nobody gets hurt with them, ma'am.
No, unless you're an alcoholic or something like that. They won't give it to you even for,
okay,
what is
ma'am.
It called, for the shingles, which can take it away. So they're thinking, for example, this is something I could do down there because I've never had anything like this before. I've had a few little funny things, but they go away. But this thing is just on the march. It's going everywhere. And the fact that when I heard that it's possibly a potential cancer lurking somewhere, is that possible?
And not in my experience, ma'am, because, like I say, this always goes away. It goes away in everyone I've treated, and that must be at least 40 or 50 people since 1979.
And that's really kind of far-fetched, isn't it?
I would say. Now, remember, what do these shots do? They rejuvenate one's own organs. It sounds as if either your thymus or your spleen is weak and it's not doing its job. Well, good grief, that happens to nearly any organ if we get old enough. But what's in these fetal cells are the growth and regrowth and stimulation factors so that a fetus can grow that organ. Well, we don't grow a new organ because these are just the contents of the cells. But German researchers proved by radioactive labeling that when we give that shot, 3/4 of it ends up in the target organ and it starts to rejuvenate that organ, ma'am.
I see. So how often, once you've done this, 2 or 3 series of the injection of the thymus and the spleen, will it never come back again, or will it come back again? Because...
Ma'am, that's been the experience of the large majority. Out of the people I mentioned to you, 40 or 50 people, only 2 have had to repeat it. And that was several years later, because what this does is rejuvenates one's own organs. Uh-huh. And then if one can also be working with a doctor who can perhaps discover why that organ got weak.
Yep.
And so many of us, when we're up to 60, as Dr. Van Zandt of the Mayo Clinic wrote and found, half of us, our digestion isn't working properly, and I'm sorry, when we're up to 60, 50% of us, I guess that is half, our digestion isn't working properly, and if we get that fixed, we're likely to stay healthier, aren't we?
Yes, I would think so, because I can't believe that all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I've got an autoimmune disease. That is really weirdo.
I don't think you do either, ma'am, but you can hear the music. We've got to go to the top of the hour. Thank you so much for calling.